Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Microsoft How-To Series. In this episode, we will look at backups. Backing up your systems on Azure. For this demo, I'm going to use my trusty Surface Pro 3, where I'm going to set it up to back up this machine to an Azure backup vault. We all know how much backups can save our bacon, so that's a good idea for us to try, especially if you've got an Azure free trial. We go ahead and set that up. First thing we want to do is we want to log into Azure and go to the portal. In the portal, we go down to Recovery Services, and we will create a new backup vault. Backup vault is where we're actually going to set up or store the backup sets or the restore points that we're going to take from our machine. We can do a site recovery vault, but in our case, we just want to do a standard backup vault. So we'll do a quick create. We can call it PR backup 7522, just because we want to make sure that it's unique, and create the vault. It goes out and creates the backup vault for us to store our data to. Now, once that's created, and it's almost done here, it goes out and creates the backup vault. Once it's created, two things we're going to need to do is download the credential file for that backup vault. It's basically the certificate that is going to give our machine access to that backup vault. We're going to, in turn, also download the client for our machine, install the client, register this client with our backup vault, and create a schedule for it. So by the magic of the video editing, we're going to speed this up and go right to where the backup vault is finished created. All right, so we're back. The backup vault is created. Took about 3 minutes. Let's open it, go to our dashboard. As you can see, the information about whether or not there's a certificate that expires, because if you have a backup vault, you can expire that certificate to make sure that nobody else has access to it. Where the location is, in this case, is East in Asia. I guess I didn't provide it a location as to where to provision that backup vault. And it is on our subscription name, our Azure Pass. So go back to the opening screen, and I want to download our backup credentials. And say yes, and save them locally. I'm going to save them to my drive C in a directory called Azure, just so that we know where it is after. So okay, it's completed. Now we want to download the client for, and it's the same client for server, for System Center, or the Windows client. So we're going to download this client. And what it is really is an MMC console that will allow us to register the server, create our schedule, and create and do our backup. Well, we're going to give it a little bit of time for it to finish downloading. We'll be back as soon as it's finished. Okay, so we've downloaded our credentials, we've installed the clients, so let's just go ahead and go to our start screen and search for Azure Backup. There we is, Microsoft Azure Backup. It'll load the MMC, and on this particular machine, you'll see that there's previous backups that are already done. I had run this a few tests in the past, so we're doing it again with a new backup vault. So we're going to register this server or this machine with the new backup vault. So register server, it's asking us for proxy information. The backup vault credentials that we just downloaded a few minutes ago. Say okay, it's going to load and validate those credentials. And as you can see, okay, now it's created or validated those credentials and connected it to that backup vault that we have created. Now, it wants to have a passphrase, so something fairly complex so that it can't easily be guessed. So you can manually enter that passphrase, which is a minimum of 16 characters, or you can say generate a passphrase, which generates a very long, complex file, but it also gives you an opportunity to save a text file with that information. I highly recommend you don't save it on the same drive that you're backing up, because if you lose the drive, then you'll lose the file. So for my case, I'm just going to save it into my OneDrive folder and register that server. And it goes out and makes the links between your backup vault that we created in Azure and our machine that we have. Now, once that's complete registration, we can now go and create our schedule and do a backup of our machine. Server has been registered successfully. It's attempting to set the encryption key so that the encryption key is the passphrase we created, and we are done. Now, we can schedule a backup. So in our action pane, click on schedule backup, get started. What items we want to back up. So do we want to back up the whole drive, or do we just want to back up our user directory? So in this case, just for sake of arguments, I'm just going to go and back up C user PRR, which is my profile or where I store my files locally. Click next. How many days I want to be able to retain that restore point. The default is 120. We're going to leave it at that. The whether or not you want to do weekly, daily. So let's say daily at 11 p.m., which is pretty much the time where normally I stop working and leave my machine on my desk before I go to bed. Click next. It saves the info. Click finish. Creates the backup schedule. Configures everything to be done. And we'll go and get ready. In this particular case, though, it's now instead of wanting to wait till 11 o'clock tonight, we can just go into action and say backup now. So now it's going to back up the data off that machine to Azure to ensure that if anything happens to this machine, I can still get access to my data and recover that precious data. So I hope this was useful, and I'll see you next time on the next Microsoft How-To series.